Well, good morning, John Tiffany here. Can anyone out there remember the Burt Bacharach song for the 1966 film Alfie? Can you remember the title? Well, it was called What's It All About, Alfie? And in a most generic sense, that question, what's it all about, has been the focus of all the philosophers throughout time. And in the Christian world, it takes on even a more specific application, because it becomes a personal quest to understand God's plan for your individual life and how you are to function within His family. Let me see if I can draw a mind's eye picture for you about that question. If you were to be part of one of my retreats, this is the very first thing that you would see. All of the folks in attendance would watch as I placed one of the participants at a card table with heavy welding gloves on his hands and a blindfold over his eyes. Then I would dump out a jigsaw puzzle on the table in front of him and ask him if he could tell me what it was. Well, depending on the person, it might take a long time for the answer. So after a minute or so, I would ask the others what we might do to help. And they would say, take off the gloves. So off come the gloves. And after a little bit, the person then usually says, you know, this feels like a jigsaw puzzle. And then I would ask him to begin to assemble the puzzle. And while he was feeling the pieces, trying to decide how to begin, and not being able to tell if the pieces were right side up or upside down, I would ask the others, what more can we do to help them? And they would always answer, take off the blindfold. So we would take off the blindfold. And then I would say, now what would be the ultimate help that we could give him? And after a while, someone says, show him the picture on the puzzle box. Well, bingo, there's the answer. The greatest help to understanding how all the little parts fit together is a clear picture of the final assembly. And that's the way it is in our life. If we do not have a clear and distinct picture of what constitutes God's kingdom and how it works, we will never find the relevance or the significance of all the little parts of life and how they are to fit together. Now, the Life on Wings ministry exists to provide you with a big picture in such a meaningful way that if you're willing, God will move with you to produce the fruit that He has planned for your life all along. It's never a matter of head knowledge of the Scripture that matures the Christian. Rather, it's the transformative application of the living Word in the power of the Holy Spirit that changes you into what God desires. So that's it for today. John Tiffany saying goodbye for now. Thanks for listening.